It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, high above the Albia Square on this beautiful, sunshiny Saturday morning in the heartland of this great country of ours. As we move through this summer, boy, these summer months have flown by, and hard to believe, but the summer sports are in the books, and now we're starting to smell the fresh cut grass, and the leaves will start to turn, and that means the boys of fall will be back out. And we're going to talk with Coach Staden. He's going to join us here on the phone line, talk about football camp. They're getting ready to go into their high school football camps. Coach Staden's preparing for another big season for the Blue Demons, and we're going to visit with him a little bit about the upcoming season and kind of get a little in-depth look, maybe a little bit at what makes Coach Staden tick, and the philosophy behind his program. Really a great story. Hall of Fame coach, Coach Jerry Staden. We're going to talk with him here in just a few minutes. Also going to have a little wrestling favor. So this is kind of like a potpourri of sports this morning on the Coach's Corner. We're going to have some wrestling this morning. Nick Pickrell's going to stop by, and he's bringing a friend along, Brandon Sorensen, a young man that was followed by a video crew that followed him through his four-time state championships here at Iowa, and that is a huge accomplishment. He's a four-timer, and he's wrestling at the University of Iowa. We're going to talk with him about an exciting opportunity for the young people of our community. They're going to have a wrestling camp this morning or this afternoon, and we're going to visit with them about that, about the upcoming season, about a little bit about Hawkeye wrestling. So if you're a Hawk fan, you're going to have a lot to talk about this morning. Keep those ears right here, because we're going to, at the bottom half of the hour, check up with Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com, and Tom's going to talk a little bit about the Big Ten press conference that took place this week up in Chicago, and we're going to get some comments from him about some great recruiting news coming the way of the University of Iowa, and also prognosticate this upcoming Big Ten season. Iowa's getting lots and lots of press around the nation. This may be Coach Ferentz's one of his better teams, particularly up front. The offensive line could be one of the best, if not the best, in the Big Ten, and one of the best in the entire country. And you couple that with a schedule that's some would say maybe the easiest schedule in the West Division of the Big Ten, the new Big Ten Conference, now gone to 14 teams, and we're going to see the new divisions brought out this fall. Going to be a lot of exciting times, and of course, we're going to be here to bring it all. We're going to have the Cyclones on next week, talk a little bit about the Cyclones as they start to go into camp. But Paul Clark is going to join us next week. We're going to also have Coach Chance going to stop by next week, talk about Sydney Weldon. Sydney Weldon, first team All-State, honors went her way, and then we're going to talk with the volleyball and the cross-country coaches. So a lot going on as we transition from the fall to the from the summer to the fall sports, and we're going to have it right here on your Sports Leader KISC. But right now, we're going to take a quick time out. Come back. Coach Staden's going to be on deck. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Back to the Coach's Corner Live, a community first credit union. Here's Jason Summers.
Mother Nature giving us a treat here on this beautiful Saturday morning in the heartland. And I've got the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons on the line, Hall of Fame coach, Coach Jerry Staton. Coach, welcome over the Coach's Corner here on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Good morning. It's a great day to be a Blue Demon and getting ready for an exciting football season that's just right around the corner. The spread is on.
Well, Coach, you had a perfect week of camp for the younger guys, and that's the future of your program. And it looks like Mother Nature's going to treat you well in the coming week with the varsity. But you get into your camp this week, and then you start getting into full-time practice. But one of the things that is so important right now, you know, football season really never ends for you guys. It's just the start of a new season is the end of the previous one. And something that's been so important is the strength and conditioning part of your program, and lots of people have a hand on that, but Coach Neil Mick kind of heading that up for you. But you guys just had your testing, and it sounds like you guys had another big improvement on your testing this year.
Well, we had 32 kids that could bench press more than 200 pounds, and the first year in Albia, we had one that could do 200 pounds, and he was very strong, but you need people to go along with it. And Coach Mick and Coach Farrington and Coach O has done a great job being in the weight room 5 o'clock in the morning, and then we open it up in the after school for the eighth graders that want to learn how to lift. But strength training is very important, really, in all sports, because as you get stronger, you can play higher level longer. You might not be able to throw the ball further, but you can throw it as strong as you can longer. And fatigue sits in on every athlete in every sport. So being stronger allows you to play longer into the game at a higher level, and I think it's helped us in all our sports, and all our sports right now at Albia are doing very well, and we really like to see that. Where every time we go on the court or the field or on the oval, people are looking at us because they know that they've got to compete at their best to stay up with us. But coaches don't get any reimbursement for that; they do it because they love the kids. And that shows some really dedication on the part of the coaching staff.
Well, Coach, it appears that the guys have bought into the program. And one of the key indicators for me is that when you go to a camp and you see the number of high school kids that show up to help out in that youth camp, that was a great indicator for me that you not only got guys that want to play football but have bought into the system.
Well, we say as iron sharpens iron, so friends sharpen friends. And these young people are realizing that they are role models to the younger kids. And when they were at that age, they had guys they looked up to and wanted to be like. And that still is true today. And we want our young men to be the kind of people that others should want to emulate and it should be in a good way. And there are a lot of temptations out there for young people today, a lot of people trying to pull them different directions. And we like to have our kids get involved in the summertime. We don't try to dominate their time. I think they need a chance to go swimming and do some stuff. But we do offer some activities, but not enough that it's going to make them tired or bored of what we're doing. And we had about 30 guys show up to help coach the little ones. And it's something to see the look in the eyes of the little guys as they have one of their heroes showing them how to get down in the stands. And sometimes they even got a smile on their face as they're looking up to these older kids. And that's a good thing. We all need some positive role models in our life. And for right now, football is coming into a season, and those kids that like football are looking these older kids for somebody to emulate.
We're down with the Hall of Fame coach for the Albion Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staton. Coach, you know, during the football season, you and I will be talking a lot on the air, and we'll spend a lot of time breaking down previous games, breaking down opponents, and talking about individual players and specifics about the season. But you know, one of the things I think that's so important and reason why you're behind, you know, have so much success behind you, coach, and is that you have a coaching philosophy that. I think everyone needs to hear and understand, and I thought for a few moments this morning we'll talk about that. Tell me a little bit and tell us a little bit about where you got this philosophy and the basis of it.
Well, that's a great question, Coach, and I firmly believe that if you surround yourself with good people, good things will happen to you, and I have a great supporting staff, guys that really like kids. And they have bought into our philosophy. And our philosophy is a lot different than most other schools. As a sportscaster, you learn right away that interviewing me about the next game is different than interviewing some other coaches, because our goal really going into the game is not to beat the other team, but it is to be our best. They come to beat us, we come to be us. And when you focus on your own self, on your own team, you have a better chance of playing better, because the team that makes the fewest mistakes usually wins the game. And if we play Regina again, and I hope we get to, we cannot do anything about their facilities, or we can't do anything about their coaches on their sidelines. We cannot do anything about their fast kids or big kids. They won't change because they're playing us. And so we don't control that. We do control how we play. We do control how we think. And so if each and every play we give our best effort, we have a chance to be our best. And if we are our best, we could be the best for a while. Nobody is the best forever, not even the Green Bay Packers. You know, somebody will come along and knock the team off. The Yankees don't win it every year, but they're in the hunt every year. And I like the way our kids are bought into this philosophy, and we call it the red car and blue car philosophy, because the red and white cars are the most often sold cars in America. Now, this philosophy has nothing to do with what that color car you drive. It's a comparison. And the people that, the teams that compare themselves to other teams, we call red car, because they really are giving up some control. If you have a great team coming in and your record is not so good and you say, oh my gosh, they're 7-0, and you know we're 0-7. You're bringing in factors that really don't matter. What matters is how you play. So during the course of that week, since you have a really good team coming in, and you're comparing, you might have a really good practice. You might really get going for fear of being embarrassed in front of your home people. And I have seen games where teams like that have taken the lead. and been ahead of the other team, of course, the other team then starts pushing and trying harder, which shouldn't happen ever in any athletic event. You should never be able to try harder. It should be your best at that time, at that moment. Often the team with the greater talent comes back and wins because the other team will make mistakes and then they start choking and trying to play harder. If you go into the game not comparing, but basing your performance on yourself, then you have a better chance of being yourself. And there are teams that have won a game and they go to the locker room and they're just kind of blah. After a game, you should celebrate the game. But because they didn't play as good as they could have, and they didn't win by what they think they should have won, they have a down feeling. And we try to avoid that by just focusing on us. Be your best. We don't let mistakes get us down. With our players, when they make a mistake, we ask them to, first of all, admit they made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes, and the pros make mistakes. So rather than blame the referee or the wind or the sun or anything else, I didn't do what I was supposed to do the right way. The second thing we ask them to do is make an adjustment. Make the diamond on a catch. Get lower on your firing out from the line. Whatever it is they need to do to correct that mistake. Keep the ball tucked away, pressed against your chest. The third thing we ask them to do is to flush it, to get rid of it. Carrying that mistake over into the next play will lead to another mistake, and you're not focused on what's important now, the next play. So we ask them to admit they made a mistake, make an adjustment, flush it, get rid of it. Next, what's important now, the next play. And then finally, give it your best shot. Now, they do that. Those mistakes won't bother them. And actually, when you are playing within yourself, you're not playing the scoreboard. You don't have the pressure of that. How many times have people seen us come from behind, even in the fourth quarter, to win? Because we're not pressured by the clock. We're just trying to be our best, trying to be our best. Play your best. Give it your best shot. And that translates into W's on the scoreboard, and we'd like to celebrate those. So it's kind of a difficult philosophy to understand if you led your life always to be a comparison person. If you win, you're a winner. If you lose, you're a loser. You won't understand this. That's why you'd be in a red car. The blue car is where we are performance-based, and we base it on how well we do compared to our own best self. And from where you are in sports to where you can be is a gap, and we call that the performance gap. My goal as coach is to narrow their performance gap so they can play better. So anyway, people are probably sitting there with their heads scratching, saying, what in the world is he talking about? But that came from Coach Frosty Westring. He was my coach my senior year of college. My first 3 years I played under a coach that was a pretty red car in his approach to it, and really wasn't as much fun. Even though we were three times undefeated conference champions, it wasn't fun football. Then came Coach Westring with this idea that play within yourself and don't worry about the other team. That works for football, and it works for life, and I'm so thankful that I got to play for him and then coach with him on the college level for a couple of years and get even further into the philosophy. And I now have coaches from around the state calling and wanting to know about this philosophy, and they're trying to implement it in their schools. And it's hard, though, because every one of us has a – even if you have a great blue car, there's a red streak run down the side that you got to keep under control. But it's kind of neat to see it going to different schools, and more people are starting to work on on this. And it works not just for football, but for every sport, Jason.
Well, Coach, that philosophy is a recipe for why our program is doing so well, why you've had success. And, Coach, there's a book that Coach Westring put out, and it's a great read for people who want to buy in this philosophy, not just for the game of football, as you said, making the big time. And it's a very difficult book to find, but Amazon has it. I know that you've obviously read it many, many times and have shared it with others, but it's a quite an impactful book on understand that very philosophy.
Well, the first edition is very hard to find. I wanted to buy some, and I got on the internet, and there were $300 was the bidding price for them. But at Pacific Lutheran University, you can get the second edition, and it's $25. But the first book was Make the Big Time Where You Are, and the second printing is The Strange Secret of the Big Time. And by getting on the internet, going to Pacific Lutheran University, .com, you can find the bookstore, and it's a great book. Parents with young children should get this book and read it, and then explain it to them or let them read it. And it's just a great philosophy. There's a ton of things in there, like you see somebody and you say, "Well, have a good day," and after you read the book, you'll say, "Hey, make a great day," because you have some control over what you are doing in your life, that you can control a lot of things and make a good day. Every day is a great day. There are things that are going to happen to all of us. There are speed bumps that we have to get through, but we meet a big challenge, and we either go through it, under it, over it, or around it, and give it our best shot. And I think a player can be enjoy sports more if you're not worried about somebody else. With our little kid camp, we tell them right off the bat, don't compare yourself to somebody else. Give your best shot. You start off, and they're running some form running drills, and while they're doing it, their eyes are looking to the side because they want to see how they're doing compared to somebody else. And really, all that matters is how are you doing. So by the end of the camp, we hope we have them looking straight ahead and concentrating on their form instead of making a competition out of a drill.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you stopping by. I know you're on the final steps of the extra minutes you get with your wife right now, and so these moments you're giving us, I appreciate. So we'll let you get back to your wife, because I know it's going to become a sprint and a marathon combined here in a very short period of time for you, Coach. But I wanted to say thank you for coming along, and a big week ahead of for you guys, and then things start to move along as you guys open up the season here in just a few short weeks.
Well, and when July 4th goes by, it's wham, bam, here's football. And I want to just take a moment to thank you and KIIC and the people of Albia for the great support that they give to our players. A football game in Albia now is an occasion. It's something that you don't see at a lot of football games. The crowd's alive, and they cheer for our kids, not at the opponents. We are in the top 10% in sportsmanship for coaches, players, and fans. That is very, very exciting for me as a coach. And, you know, stuff happens I don't even see. I didn't even know they were blowing that smoke thing when they shoot off the cannon. It's just exciting to see, and it's special being from Albia, and being an Albia representative is special now. And people, we're not playing so many homecoming games anymore, and I'm glad to see that. But I want to thank everybody for the support they give our athletes at Albia High School, really throughout the years. It's really special.
Head coach Jerry Staton, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach, and you just got to hear his the ideas behind the philosophy and why this program is ticking along so well, and there's no secret to the recipe. Get your heart and your mind right, and your hands will do things to their greatest potential. Coach, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it, and we'll be visiting with you as we move into the football season.
Thanks, Jason. Beat Mount Air.
Head coach Jerry Staton, we're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. Brandon Sorensen, Nick Pickrell, they're on deck. We're going to talk wrestling right here when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We appreciate how many of you stop by to see us. We get to meet people from all over, but we really like it when you tell us you heard us on KIIC.
We are a little different. Not just a candy store, not just an old-fashioned grocery store. We have quite a number of gift items as well.
Yes, we are known to some for the multitude of baskets we have. But my personal love is our two lines of Iowa pottery. Iron and lace from Bentonsport and white breast from Lacona.
We also have Sheraton Valley Beef, Stamps Family Farms pork, and we're happy to make a sandwich for you. Fresh cut and made to your order. Call us at 1-800-479-1343 or check our website at www.piperscandy.com.
But we welcome you to stop in anytime.
Plan a family nature vacation or golfing at the Preserve for a week or a weekend at Honey Creek Resort, a relaxation destination in southern Iowa on one of Iowa's oceans. Honey Creek Resort has cottages to get you even closer to nature, or stay at the lodge. Activities daily and award-winning golf course, nature events, swimming, boating, dining, and entertainment at Honey Creek Resort at Lake Rapin. Call 877-677-3344. Rapid Lake is holding their biggest party of the year, Summer Bash 2014. Dogs RV is the place to be starting Friday night with the all-you-can-eat fish fry. Come back on Saturday night for delicious prime rib or roasted chicken and dance the night away to Mr. Fugly. Dogs RV Park, located 7 miles west of Moravia on J18. Celebrate Summer Bash 2014 this weekend at Dogs RV.
Don't miss out on the final few days of our 35th year anniversary sale at Bruxford's Decorating Center. There are savings throughout the store, including big savings on bedding and furniture. We have queen-size Sealy mattress sets starting at an incredible $399. Best chairs recliners starting at only $249 for fabric and $399 for leather. Plus, we have power models available. It's our 35th year anniversary sale ending this Saturday at Bruxford's Decorating Center in Pella.
Are you living life on your terms? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union is offering a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage as low as 3.817% APR with a rate of 3.25%. Plus, you get to choose your term from a 10 to 30-year amortization. Stop by your local CFirst and ask about our new 7-year adjustable rate mortgage today. At CFirst, the choice is yours. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional cost information, call 866-360-5370. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, a little potpourri of sports here this morning in the Coach's Corner, high above the Abbey Square, looking down on a beautiful Saturday morning. And if you're a young man that's looking to get better, you just got a great speech on the development and why you want to buy into the right philosophy. But if you're looking to get better at wrestling, I'll tell you what, I'm sitting with two guys today. They're going to give you guys some opportunities, the young people, an opportunity to get better at wrestling and learn from the very, very best. I got Nick Pickrell sitting across from me, Young Buck Wrestling. Nick, you're going to have a couple of big time talents in here to help our kids and to get better here. And you're sitting next to a guy that you brought in today, but great opportunity for young folks to get better at wrestling here this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. We're putting on our first summer camp this summer. We got Brandon Sorensen, who's running it today. Tomorrow it'd be his coach, Ryan Morningstar, assistant coach at the University of Iowa. He'll be the one instructing the sessions tomorrow. So it's a great weekend for all the area wrestlers to come in and, you know, just get to know these guys and meet them, and then also learn some of their technique as well. So.
Really unique opportunity to get this type of coaching in small town Iowa. And, you know, you think about small town Iowa wrestling, some of the best wrestling in the entire country is in small town Iowa.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all across the state, you know, top to bottom. But, you know, a lot of the small towns are what make up the success. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have some pretty good connections and able to bring in, you know, guys like Brandon and Ryan Morningstar. And we had Coach Schwab down earlier this summer. So, you know, to be able to provide that kind of opportunity for kids around here is just great for the sport in general.
We're going to talk about Brandon this weekend, but let's talk a little bit about Young Buck wrestling, because it's really taken off for you. I remember when you were coming right out of college and setting that up, and it's really grown, and you guys have really developed some outstanding wrestlers. And having been in it for a while now, you're starting to see these kids go through the program and go to the next level.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's progressed very well for us. I know it's kind of, when we first started, that was the big picture. You know, we wanted to get guys, you know, take them from the grade school level, have them produce at the high school level, and then carry on into the college level. And, you know, we're kind of having our first group of kids, you know, with the team that we had this year in Albia. You know, that's our first group of kids that have kind of went through the high school ranks. So that was good, a lot of success out of those guys. But the guys that we got coming up now are, you know, we got some tough kids coming through the program. So that makes it fun. You know, we travel all over the country, you know, go down to Tulsa twice a year, go to Colorado, Omaha, all over. This year we're going out to Vegas in April for a tournament. And, you know, it's just fun when you can take a group of kids out that are very well off, I guess, in the sport, the very advanced, and you can just kind of see them progress year in and year out. So
high level stuff, and we get to be the benefactors of all that, living right here in Albia, Iowa. And boy, what a fun time we had at the state wrestling tournament a year ago, and I just see even bigger and better things for us.
You know, a lot of people think that the Albia wrestling program was kind of a one hit wonder this year, that we're going to drop off a lot, you know. And don't get me wrong, we lost a lot this year for graduation, but you know, coming into this year, the guys had a great summer. There's going to be some kids that people are going to, you know, really open their eyes about. You know, like a Blake Lawless, he went undefeated out there at Nebraska. He's wrestling tough as nails right now. Jacob West, he's come a long ways. We got a lot of new guys that are, you know, when a program has success, you get some new guys jumping on board, and that's exactly what we want here, especially in a small town, to fill up our weights. Like, we're gonna rebound just fine. You know, this year we don't have one senior on the team, so unless somebody comes out, so to be able to bring every single person back again for the next following year, and then we'll have some eighth graders that are coming up in the next couple of years that are really tough too. So the Albia wrestling program looks good for several years.
Well, right now is a great opportunity for the young people of our community in Southern Iowa to get a chance to learn from some of the very, very best, and Nick Pickrell being one of those. And Nick's got a guy sitting next to him. Nick, the guy sitting next to you, Brandon Sorensen, they followed him around his senior year, you know, because he's part of an elite group of wrestlers, a rare group of people, a accomplishing a rare thing. And those four-time state champions in the state of Iowa, it's such a big thing that they came out and made a movie following him around his senior year.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon's had success since he's started wrestling. We were talking, we brought in one of my eighth grader kids last night, and Brandon rolled around with him, and he's going to miss today's camp because he's going up to a banquet where he's getting an award for the Iowa Triple Crown, which is he won state in freestyle, Greco, and folkstyle. So he was pretty proud about that, and it was his first time ever doing it. And then he asked Brandon if he ever did it, and Brandon was the first person ever to do it 10 times. So he's won, I think he's won every state tournament that he's ever wrestled in, if I remember right, six AAU state titles, four high school state titles, and, you know, now he's at the University of Iowa. So, I mean, first time I came across Brandon was when my nephew Brett would wrestle him when they were 5 or 6 years old. And then once I got to Cedar Falls at UNI, his dad contacted me, and we started working out together, and it's kind of just blossomed into a good relationship, and, you know, so very supportive of him, and he makes it pretty easy. So,
well, we got Brandon Sorensen sitting next to us. Brandon is at the University of Iowa, a four-timer. The movie it was made is Wrestling with Iowa, and well, Brandon, that's, you know, for a young guy, you've had a lot of life experiences.
Yeah, that movie was new to me, but it was pretty fun, and took a little bit to get used to. Tim Jackson, the guy that followed us around, being on camera, took a while, but it was fun.
Well, you're here in Albia, Iowa. What are those things that maybe you're looking at? You know, you got a little bit of time to work with the guys here, but what I found in life is that you get a lot of big life moments out of little bits of time. What are those things you're looking to help get the kids get to the kids this week?
Well, I mean, a lot of, you got to get in their minds, really. I mean, connect with them, and I don't know. There's going to be a bunch of little things, but
you're at the University of Iowa. I mean, here's a four-time guy. You're wrestling at the University of Iowa. You know, I imagine it's a constant little thing type of thing. What I'm saying is that, you know, the kids think, and it doesn't matter what sport it is, they think it's such a big scheme. You got a big game plan. But really what it comes down to is those little details, you know, making sure your hand's in the right place, making sure you're in the right stance, making sure that you know, and as I watch the game of wrestling, I find that more and more, you know, I used to look at it like a game of checkers, but it's more like a game of chess. You really have to be thinking about the third and fourth move before you ever get there.
Right, yeah, you got to be thinking ahead, and you always got to fine-tune things, and that's really what makes a good wrestler, is those little touches, and you're always ahead of the guy, thinking ahead of the guy, on to the next move.
But those little fundamental details are so important, and you know, I think the guys, I think when you go to the wrestling clinic, sometimes the little kids think, well, all we're doing is this one little move and over again, and it's not that big a deal, but that's exactly what you do at the University of Iowa.
Right, yep.
So tell me a little bit about the experience at Iowa. What's that like wrestling in those hollow wrestling grounds and with the intensity that the Brands brothers bring to the wrestling mats?
It is a whole different level than high school, and it's been fun. You got Tom Terry, you know, Ryan and Burhau, and always on you. The intensity level is high, and it's a good change.
I know all the Hawk fans right now are interested in this season. What's the wrestling room look like right now? What's the team attitude right now?
I mean, we're always building, always getting better, and I think we'll have a good season ahead of us.
And you're looking to wrestle 149 this year?
That's, yep, correct.
Well, what time do things start today, guys? And when do we get things started today?
It's noon. Yep.
Noon, and they can come and get to spend some time with you. Any specific things you're going to work on in terms of technique with the kids today?
It'll be a big range of things between, I mean, the little guys to basic fundamentals to fine-tuning things with the high school kids.
Brandon, you know, you look at the success you have, and what do you think that, you know, what's that underlying piece of the recipe that makes you so successful? What's that?
Well, started when I was young, and that's what I'm hoping to do, is spread the knowledge to the young kids here. And I went to many different camps when I was little, and just wrestling through the summer like they are right now. It's technically the off period, but it's really not. And just putting a lot of time in.
And you're hanging out with a guy like Nick Pickerel. Good stuff. Are we going to have a showdown? I know every kid that walks in that room is going to want to know, is there going to be the ultimate showdown like it did just after high noon? I'm showing up if there is. I might even put a singlet on to watch that, So, well, I know that this is a great opportunity for the kids, and Brandon, to have you in our community, we really appreciate that, and to come down here and work with our kids. I can't wait to watch you throughout this season. It's going to be a lot of fun watching you. 4-time state champion. That's pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Brandon Sorensen, Nick, buddy, want to give us a shakedown of all the details of the camp. And then Ryan Morningstar, his coach is going to be in tomorrow.
He's doing a camp in Minnesota right now, so he's doing that this morning, and then he's heading down this evening. But camp details, kindergarten through fifth grade is going from 12 to 1:30 on both days, and then 6 through 12 will come in at 2 o'clock, and we'll go till 4:30 with those guys.
Still sign up, come yep. to the wrestling facility here in Albion and get signed up. And you don't have to have a great deal of wrestling knowledge. You can be your first time to walk on a wrestling mat.
Absolutely. Show up at the MAC, and we'll get you signed up, and we'll get you taken care of. So.
Well, folks, I'm telling you, if you have a young person, regardless, they could be totally sold out on basketball. Get them down there, because I think one of the things that you have to learn, if you want to be successful at whatever it is, you got to learn that it takes the grit and determination and to be your best. We heard Coach Staton talk about it. The two guys sitting next to me here are the epitome of that. And whether you're going to play basketball or twiddlywinks, learning to be your best is so important, and they're going to get you off in the right direction. Noon at the MAC Center. Get down there. Young Buck Wrestling. Brandon Sorensen is going to be there with Nick Pickerel. And tomorrow, Ryan Morningstar is going to check in, one of the coaches at the University of Iowa. So our kids are going to get some great, great coaching. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, catch up with Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com, and Tom's going to be drooling that I had Brandon Sorensen in here, and he wasn't here. So, Hawk fans, stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slenning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Fresh tortilla wraps and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
Where'd I put my keys?
Did I feed the dog?
I forgot to call him back.
Every day you forget something. But when it comes to electricity, you can't afford to forget safety. Because what you don't remember might shock you. Hundreds of lives are tragically lost every year in accidents involving electricity. Don't become a statistic. Stay current on safety.
Did you know there is now one-stop shipping in Oskaloosa? Total Choice Shipping and Printing at 201 High Avenue East in Oskaloosa. They're your authorized shipping agent for FedEx, UPS, Post Office, and DHL International. Total Choice Shipping and Printing. Also see them for all your printing needs. Business cards, envelopes, laminating, brochures, and more. Personal mailboxes, copying black and white or color. Total Shipping. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 2.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. As we move along on this Saturday morning, we've got Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com on the line. My Dr. Feelgood every morning, that's the first place I head to, is HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, if you're a Hawkeye junkie, Tom Cakert, he's got your medicine at HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, A big week here as the Big Ten conferences just our press conference just got over. You were there and got to cover all that. What was the mood with the around the Iowa program? And tell us a little bit about your feel coming out of the Big Ten media conference.
You know, it was a more relaxed Kirk Ferentz than maybe I've seen. I'm not touching that just on my own view. I had several writers cover other schools or cover on a more national basis. They, what'd you guys do to Kirk?
What do you think is behind that? I've read and heard the same thing. Is it the coaching staff, the feel of the coaching staff? He's got now the pieces together and the camaraderie. Is it that he's a pretty confident coach that's comfortable with the pieces he's got coming back? What do you contribute that to?
Yeah, I think it's a level of comfort. I think also maybe the new additions to the coaching staff, Jim Reed, Chris White, his son Brian, Bobby Kennedy, everything's kind of a little more pep in his step kind of deal right now, and I think that's helped, and I think he kind of feels pretty good about his team this year as well.
Well, this football team is going to be tough around the line of scrimmage. You look at both sides of the football, and you got two guys on each side of the ball that are certainly going to be looked at in the NFL. If not, I think Brandon has a chance to go number one overall, and that's saying something. But both sides of the line, which were in Kirk Ferentz football in his football program, it's been when they've been their best is when the offense and defensive lines have been at their best, and that seems to be the making of this football team.
Yeah, it does, and you're absolutely correct that if you look back through the tenure of Kirk Ferentz, which is heading into year 16 now, if you look at those teams, then maybe the D-line in 02 wasn't outstanding, but it was pretty good, but the O-line was just spectacular that year. But every other year that they've won 10 games or more, it's been line play on both sides of the ball that have been extremely strong, and that's kind of anchored the efforts of the team.
Well, I know right now everyone's thinking about the upcoming season, but I'll tell you, something happened this week on the recruiting front that does not happen. I'm trying to recall a time where Iowa had went into Ohio and got an Ohio kid to pick Iowa over Ohio State and Alabama, and then to do that in a press conference where he gets to choose the hat of the team he's going to choose. Iowa always comes up on the short end of the stick in those scenarios, and yet that's exactly what they did this week, and I'm still a little shell-shocked.
Well, it'll end the message board debate that it never happens, that Iowa never wins the hat dance. So, yeah, James Daniels, center from Ohio, he is the brother of LaShawn Daniels, and let's not discount the fact that that probably helped Iowa quite a bit, I would think. But it should be noted that LaShawn and James Daniels' father played at Ohio State, so and he is from Ohio, and they beat out Alabama, who wanted him. So, you know, it's a huge catch for Iowa and a significant step in recruiting for sure.
We're talking with Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com, and talking about this upcoming football season. Tom, you know, we know the Lions are going to be stout, but I think this offense really has a making of being something special. You know, you've got a returning starter at quarterback. You're going to have depth that we haven't had at running back, and multiple different looks at in the backfield. I think this offense is going to be able to put up some points.
Yeah, I think so, too. They've got a lot of a lot of really good pieces and a lot of depth of skill positions that I think will lead to more scoring. Now, I think the big concern will be, the offensive line and the five starters seem pretty strong. One of those starters has never taken a snap in a college game. That's Sean Welsh. But you can anchor that with Brandon Scherff and Austin Blythe, Jordan Walsh, Andrew Dinell, guys who have played a lot. But they can't afford an injury up front. They have zero experience beyond those guys. So they got to develop in camp and get better. But, one injury of note, Devon Powell is going to be out with that sports hernia. So they're going to have to Derek Willis, I think, is going to be a guy to watch who's going to get more of an opportunity than maybe he thought he was going to get coming into the fall.
Well, I think the wide receiving core, has the making to being one of the, at least on paper, and if you look at what they look like in spring practice and what their potential looks like, we may have one of the better wide receiving cores that we've had in some time, and it seems like that's been we've been finding guys that that really can come in and start to find those playmakers.
Yeah, you anchor it with Kevontae Martin Manley, who's steady hand at the position, a good leader, and then you got Tavon Smith, Willies, Jacob Hillier, Vanny Berg, you got Andre Harris and Derek Mitchell Jr. coming up, young guys. I think there's more depth at the position. They're probably going to be without Powell for the non-conference schedule, but you get him, another guy who can really stretch the field for the Big Ten portion of the schedule. I think it bodes well for the offense. And let's not forget the depth of tight end with Hamilton and Kreer Coble and Kittle and Jacob Doozy. I think you got a lot of depth there, too, to guys that can stretch the field and make some plays.
Well, Tom, every year on July 4th, you break out your predictions, and if you're a lounge member, you can go to HawkeyeReport.com, folks, and it's absolutely free. You can get some great content there for free and lots of forums to talk about the Hawks. But if you want the really good stuff, the before anybody else gets the stuff, the lounge, you can become a lounge member. And it's really inexpensive to become a member of HawkeyeReport.com. And if you have a birthday coming up, for a father or a male, this is a unique gift that you can't find anything like this. But HawkeyeReport.com is where you can check it out. But Tom, every year you on July 4th you break out your predictions for the year, and you're pretty fond of this football team.
Yeah, I think the schedule really just sets up well for Iowa, because you look at it and there's no Ohio State, there's no Michigan, there's no Michigan State, there's no Penn State this year. So it sets up really well. You just look at it and you go, okay, this is manageable. And then you look at also you get Wisconsin and Nebraska at the end of the year, both at Kinnick Stadium. It sets up for an Iowa team, and my friend Tom Deanhart from the Big Ten Network predicted, he kept coming up to me on Monday and Tuesday in Chicago and going, picking the Hawks. I'm picking the Hawks. And I kept telling him, kiss of death, kiss of death. But he's picking them based on their talent and their schedule. And it's hard not to imagine, there's a solid scenario there where they could be playing in Indianapolis on that first Saturday in December, probably against Ohio State, I would guess. Maybe Michigan State, but they're going to be in that mix this year for sure.
Well, I guess from my perspective, the biggest question mark around the whole football team is, how do you fill the shoes of those three linebackers? I think two guys are going to likely get starts in the NFL. A year ago, they were playing at the University of Iowa. How do you fill those shoes? Because they were pretty darn big shoes to fill and really important places.
Yeah, really big shoes when you're talking about three-year starters and Morris, Kirksey, and Hitch, and guys that are really, really solid players for Iowa. But, Kirk Ferentz is very high, very, very high on the potential of Quentin Alston. Reggie Spearman's still 17 years old, by the way, sophomore in college. So, and Travis Perry will get a start, too, more than likely. So, I think it's they've got a chance to be a good group, and it's going to help that they've got a really strong defensive line in front of them to help make up for some of the learning curve and the mistakes. I'm just the other thing that gives me confidence that they're going to be pretty good. Jim Reed is just a tremendous football coach, and he's going to coach those guys up. So I like their chances.
The team just the coaching staff seems to really have found its fit. The different parts moving. Coach Ferentz, one of the strongholds of his program, was that he had consistency in coaching staff. And then towards the end of some of these changes that just happened recently, you could start to feel maybe that the continuity wasn't there. But you sure get the feel that maybe this staff coaches are believing in coaches. And when that happens, then players can start to believe in coaches, too.
Yeah, and I think there is something to be said for maybe, that initial parent staff, for the most part, was together for a decade or more. And maybe it gets stale after a while, and you need some fresh blood in there. And they've brought in guys that are just high energy and coach these kids up, and they seem to really be making a lot of strides. And it's like... I always kind of term it Ferentz 3.0. He had the 2.0 and kind of retooled after the 06 season and 07 and got it back in 09, and then kind of slipped a couple of years ago, went to 4-8, and now they're on Ferentz 3.0, and it seems like they're, again, moving in that right direction for potentially a pretty good season this year.
We're talking to Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, for those people that have that same craving for the Hawks but are looking for, to get that little extra boost to their day, I've got the remedy for them. It's HawkeyeReport.com. But how do they get on? I know you're always having specials and free previews. Tell us a little bit about how they can get the content from the inside information, HawkeyeReport.com.
Yeah, it's really... When you look at it for the amount of content we're putting out, probably, over 120 different content items every month. And, we try to get, some days four or five a day, different stories and that doesn't include just little tidbits we'll throw up too. So, on the team, notes, news, recruiting stuff. If you're into recruiting, we're the place to be. Nobody does it like Rivals does in terms
That's
of
the
covering
truth.
Our country and giving you solid information and analysis of recruits.
Well, Tom, I didn't mean to interrupt you, buddy, but HawkeyeReport.com, and hey, I appreciate you stopping by, buddy. I'll be checking in with you as we get rolling the season, camp coming right up, and we'll get you back on. We got to keep keep our Hawkeye friends filled with information. But why wait till the next time I get him on the air? Go to HawkeyeReport.com and get signed up to become a lounge member and get all that inside information. Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. Also want to thank Brandon Sorensen was in the house here. A four-time state champion, University of Iowa wrestler. He's going to be a redshirt freshman. Got a big year coming up, and we're looking forward to watching him on the mat. But he's going to be here today, noon, today at the Mack Center. If you're bring your young wrestler to the camp, and that'll be noon today and tomorrow. Want to wish Twin Cedars the very best today at the state championship. Twin Cedars going for a state title. And you've been listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Sun on the rise.